Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki with the Ask Spirit Now show. I am calling from the North Georgia Mountains. I shouldn't say I'm calling. I'm actually here with you from the North Georgia Mountains, and it is so beautiful tonight. I hear the birds chirping, and I actually opened the windows tonight because we were about ready to have another storm. I remember that last Friday night, too, so we must be having a lot of storms going on in the southern parts of the United States, at least. So I'm real excited to be here with you this evening. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. A lot of times I have something planned and Spirit comes in and says, no, I want you to talk about certain things. And tonight, Spirit asked me around probably 8 o'clock my time, which is about 5 o'clock for those out in California, said, you know, you need to talk about relationships. And I said, okay, that's exactly what I'll do. So I'm pretty much in channel, and I'm just going to let it all flow. I get a lot of calls during the week and through the weeks about relationships. You know, it's usually about money or career, but many, many times it's about our relationships. And it's probably one of the most important aspects of our lives because a relationship is with us almost pretty much 24/7. And I say that not that they're in the same room with us, but they're always a part of us. They're in our minds and then they're in our hearts. And tonight when I talk about relationships, I'm talking about romantic relationships. And I do want to let you know that I am, whatever that means to you is what it means. And that's pretty much the way I look at a relationship. So I'm going to call it that. So you'll know precisely what I'm talking about by relationship. And there's so many things that control a relationship. One is that it's involving, you know, two people. Obviously, you have to have two people that are coming together. Usually, now my understanding, and as you know, I've always said this, everything I say is from my understanding. That does not mean that you can't question it or that you have a different feeling about it. It's just that we come in with soul contracts to be with certain people, to have certain relationships with people, and to really learn from them. So that's why Judy is a doctor of metaphysics from Florida, and Judy Taylor. She's going to be calling in sometime during the hour because she had a soul contract with a soulmate. And she's going to share a little bit about that because it's fascinating to hear actually personal experiences. Now, many, many numerologists, many astrologists will say that regardless of who you choose, it was part of the plan. And I think that's so fascinating because that goes into my understanding of soul contracts. So, you know, if I had a relationship back a long time ago, actually I want to share this because it's interesting. I had an astrologer who did not know me at all, and she could tell me precisely when I had a relationship with someone. And I thought that was fascinating because, believe me, no one knew me from, you know, no one could have told her this. And it was like part of the plan. Now, I think there's free will and how I related and how quickly I learned my lessons and that type of thing, but when people call, and I love to receive calls, so I want to let you know that I will be receiving calls tonight. It's just that a lot of times people are saying, well, what's going to happen with this relationship? And I can tell you psychically, intuitively, what's going to happen. But the truth is, Spirit will not allow me to know everything about a situation. And that isn't just me. It's any psychic, any intuitive, any spiritual counselor. Spirit only lets us know what we need to know to help you. And I want to give you a very good example. There was someone that I knew very well that went to a psychic to gather information about a relationship. And this person was excellent and gave them wonderful advice. And yet the person went forward in the relationship because that was the advice that was given to her. And she also followed her heart. Now, you know as well as I know, everyone listening, that when you fall in love and someone tells you not to do that, you're not going to listen to them. I mean, you know that, and that's why so many times when we have friends and they'll say, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's going to go with him or him with her or whatever the situation. Oh no, please. But anyway, this this psychic intuitive had told this person, you know, go ahead and go with the relationship, but she didn't give her all the data because she didn't have all the data. Spirit did not give it to her. And what happened was the child that she had earlier before, you know, this relationship was actually hurt by this man. And, you know, abused by the new, you know, the relationship that she was having. And she, you know, she looked back on it and she called me about it. And I said, listen, you had to go through that relationship. And she was sharing with me all the wonderful opportunities she had learned. The child, I can't say that a child going through abuse has to go through that to learn something, but I'm not going to get into that subject because it could take me hours and days and weeks. I have had many, many, many years of education on that. So I'm not going to go in that direction. But I am going to go into the fact that this was destined to be. It was a destiny that was supposed to happen. And if this woman, the spiritual healer, had told her everything and spirit had given her everything to tell this lady, then honestly, this lady would have not gone through her soul contract and what she was supposed to learn. And the child, I mean, how do we know that that child may one day write one of the most beautiful books and get the most beautiful healing to help other people because of her experience? So we can't always receive information. And I really like to share that because I get so many calls for relationship situations and I feel, yeah, I think this relationship's going to go. Or I see a new relation coming in maybe 2 or 3 months, you know, best of what the information that I'm getting from spirit. At the same time, though, if something bad happens in that relationship, then people think, well, gee, you know, that psychic or that intuitive told me that I should go forward. Yes, you should go forward. If that's what spirit's telling me to share, I will share that with you because we have lessons to learn from the people that we journey through. And a relationship, I have one of my dearest friends, has a new relationship, and he was telling me, you know, what do you think? And I said, you know what? I feel that this relationship for where it is right now is exactly where you need to be, and this person is exactly who you need to be with right now. Am I going to sit there and say that I don't feel like it's going to work or I do believe it's going to work? You know, sure, I get my senses about it, but I don't want to take that away from somebody. I don't want to take that journey away from somebody. Now, if I see something really, really bad, and if I saw a picture of some, you know, terrible situation coming about, I might say, be aware. You know, be aware of this, but I don't want to put it in somebody's consciousness that something's going to happen. Because spirit gives us information in some profound different ways. And it is our journeys. Now, I want to share something else with you because in relationships, we are always seeking out what we want to find within us. And I have had for the last, oh my gosh, probably, well, many years, I have worked on the androgynous self. And we do have a caller in Kim, as soon as I just finish this, I will get to you as soon as I say this. We have a male and female, every one of us on this planet. It doesn't matter if you're heterosexual or homosexual or whatever your preference is, we all have a male and a female. And when we balance that and we learn to honor our male and our female, regardless of what we are, we will no longer have to seek out in our relationship what we're dying for to find in ourselves. And for those that really are on the spiritual path, the relationship that will be the best for us as far as happiness and spiritual adventuresomeness will be that person that also has that balance between the male and the female. And that helps to, because in that way we understand the other relationships so much better, and it does help. And there's so much I want to talk to you about tonight, but I do want to take Kim on line one. So, Kim?
Yes, Vicki.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I was hoping that you could give me some sort of mini reading, and actually it might be on that person that I'm looking for, between the balance between the male and the female.
Good. Okay. And where are you from, Kim?
Yeah, I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, gosh, I love Louisiana. Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Now, I just wanted to feel, you are actually looking for him, or are you questioning someone already in your space right now?
Yeah, he's on the periphery of my life, and
yeah.
I do believe he's a twin flame relationship, and it's mm-hmm. going to be really good, but I was kind of hoping that you could give me some timetable thing or some sort of a...
It's interesting. I see, Kim. It's very interesting as I talk to you. I'm pulling some cards for you, so just let me talk for a moment while I'm tuning into you, okay?
Okay.
The reason why I asked where he was because I kept seeing him walking around you. And I think that's very interesting. Now, it's interesting because there's many times when I see a man or a female, I see them from the side that's most prevalent about them. Like if I see a man, I only see his left side, then that either lets me know that he's gay or extremely effeminate, but not real balanced. But this guy feels he's going around you in a circle, which lets me know there is a completeness there because he's encircling you. And that feels very, very good to me. Now, as far as a time frame, let me just pull a card here before I even get into that. Because I'm sensing months. I'm not sensing years at all. I'm sensing months, and the number three comes to me, and I do not feel that is 3 years. So I'm going to as Spirit is saying, it's more in the month area. What are you doing to, what are you perceiving, or how are you relating to this person at this time?
Yeah,
understand my question?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a very spiritual relationship that exists on the astral.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond
yeah.
that, we're old friends who basically the situation's kind of evolved to where I am emailing him, but he's not in a situation to email me back.
Okay. All right.
And
so
that
lets you know to kind of withdraw a little bit. That tells me, right, something like there. Now, the first card I get, interesting enough, is the trust card.
Oh,
now,
yeah. No,
that's not
interesting. That's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The trust card lets me know that this is there's several things that lets me know, but let me tell you what I'm getting intuitively. One, that you can trust the situation you're inquiring about, and you're inquiring about it from a romantic relationship. So I would say to trust in the situation, but also trust yourself, because I feel like this is a time of purifying your motivations so that they're about love, and truly about the energy of this relationship, not about any control, not anything about expectations or what will occur. Well, that is expectations. And just allowing, but I will tell you this, and I think you already know it, but I feel that this person is trustworthy. I feel that this person has integrity. Let me just see. And I feel that the message I'm getting is to trust your intuition, because you have a tremendous amount of it, and you know that. Now, as far as timing goes, it's almost like Spirit says, let it go. Now, I can tell you what I feel, but Spirit's saying, let it go. Let it flow, because this is probably a very inspirationally spiritual time for you as well. What I would do is when I email somebody and they don't email me back, if I feel like it, I will email them and say, hey, did you get my email? And if they still don't respond, then I usually kind of just back off and I let it go and I move into another direction of my own healing, because, you know, I have all my own issues as well as everybody else. And so that's a real strong message I'm getting for you. Now, I'm going to pull another card, and if you want to just talk to me while I'm pulling this card so I can really pick up your energy as well.
Okay, Vicki, the situation that I'm in is really complex. Unfortunately,
okay.
my ex has been molesting my son.
Okay.
And my son has a developmental delay and has been labeled by the educational system to have certain syndromes. And
okay.
that makes him a bad witness.
Yes,
and
it does.
Yes. And unfortunately, my friend is a very wealthy man. of an old friend, a very, very wealthy man, who I believe his intentions are very honorable with respect to me, but he wants there to be real closure with respect to my ex.
Right, okay.
And there isn't
now,
closure because I have 18 months sole custody with now mandated by the court supervised visitation, and both of those, and a restraining order. So all those three things, but it doesn't really bring closure when I believe he's a pedophile. He's done it before. He will continue to do it.
I'm very trained on this, and I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Now, let me just explain something to you about closure. You are going to have to protect your child, and you know this now, Kim. You're going to have to protect your child to the best that you can. As long as this child has supervised visitation, how old is your child?
Yeah, he's going to be 11 in a couple months.
Okay.
So he's
10. He may not be the best, does he go to a psychologist or go to any kind
of
spiritual entity?
Yes, he does do right. He has a licensed social worker. And I'm allowed to choose the doctor. I can choose a doctor to supervise the clinician to supervise the visits, and that's what I intend to do.
Yes.
So I'm
going
to push my ex into a doctor's office. If he wants to see his son, that's fine. He can see a PhD who specializes.
Thank you. Listen, I'm just going to say something because I don't know where you live in the sense of, I mean, I know where you live, but I don't know the specifics of that area.
Yeah.
I am an attorney, you know that. And as I can't give you legal advice, but I will say this, that when you go to supervised visitation at a supervised visitation center, I wouldn't trust it, I wouldn't trust it, I wouldn't trust it. I'm not saying they're not bad, they're good. They're as best as they can be, but they cannot, they're usually understaffed and they cannot help and watch every single thing. And a child can be hugged by somebody and the man can be saying something to them or, you know, woman or whatever the situation may be. If I were in your shoes, I would do exactly that. I would go to the licensed psychologist, and if the man wants to go in there and visit with the child, have a licensed psychologist there. I cannot believe that this child is even having to be able to, I cannot believe that the child is even having to see this person. But if you allow a licensed psychologist to go in there, one that is very, very, very knowledgeable in child abuse, then you should be okay. More than likely, it will,
I believe that they're trying to set my ex up. That's what I believe. I believe, and I told my ex that if he chose this visitation, because he lied in the deal that I made, you know, the restraining order deal, he told his attorney he couldn't afford it and he wasn't going to seek out his son because he hadn't made an attempt in over 18 months. So I said, okay, fine, I'll sign it. It doesn't matter, right? But then I get an email when I get home saying, oh, no, he wants to see him within the next week. I'm whatever.
Yeah. I would have known that. Okay, do that. Now, as far as this other person, let me just explain something. There's only one way to get closure on this situation, Kim, and I will tell you one way, and that is to have the father's rights terminated. That is the only way that there will ever be complete closure on this. So what I would work on is helping this new person, I'm talking about the new person, help them to understand that closure between you and your ex is complete. And closure between this child and the ex is basically complete as far as relationship. But at the same time, until the child is 18, which is 7 more years, there are going to be situations that you will have to deal with until this child can, or someone can speak up for him and state that this occurred, and then at that point in time, deep prayer is needed, and ask your guardian angels to come and help here. But I'm going to tell you, I think that there's a definition of closure here that needs to be very, very, very understood. I understand this I tune into him, actually, and I can understand how he feels about this.
You're talking about the new one. But yeah, the good man that I've got. Okay, but the thing is, okay, here's the thing. This is the third attorney, and she's dumping me, okay? She doesn't believe it's my best interest to pursue this right now because the judge is like pro-father, pro-family, whatever, and that job. He's too old and too out of it, to understand.
Well, let the visits go. I can't advise you legally at all. I'm just going to tell you that you need to talk to the psychologist and make sure that the visits are supervised in the doctor's office, and that would be what I would spiritually pick up. Go ahead.
Do you ever see him telling the truth? Going to prison? I do. Actually, I do. I have from the beginning. Nobody believes me, but I
do. Oh, you mean, do you think? No, I got.
Do you think as an intuitive or a psychic? Do you see as an intuitive or psychic? Do you see him, my ex, telling the truth, confessing eventually, or being caught in something, and then telling the truth and going to prison?
Let me look here for a sec. Just give me a moment, because this is a very serious matter, okay? Let me just see what I get. And this is a radio show, so I've got, I actually feel like, Kim, I actually feel like there's something that's going to occur that you don't even know about yet right now, okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to just have to trust, and I do get a yes on it. But it's not going to be it's going to be unexpected, and I feel like there's some imprisonment. It may not even be behind bars, but there's some imprisonment to the point where you will be free of this, and that's what I'm feeling. So that's all I want to say without getting into anything. I don't want to anything legal. So
right, that's really beautiful, Vicki. Hey, and I will call you back and let you know.
Just email me. A lot of times when we talk about things like that, I don't want to go into too much detail.
Okay.
I'd love to give you a reading at AskSpiritNow.com or something like that, but this is probably about as much as we need to talk about on the air.
Would it be okay to go ahead and listen on the phone line, or if that's not okay?
Is it what now?
Is it okay for me to stay on the line and listen to the call through the phone, or it's not okay?
Oh, yeah, you can listen to the whole radio show, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. That's what I'd like to do.
Please do. I'd love to have you listen.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
Well, thank you, Kim, and good luck. I'll keep you in my prayers. All right.
Aw, thank you, and have a blessed evening.
You too.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. We have another caller, Scott. Hi, Scott. Scott? Is Scott still there?
He may have already gone.
I don't know what happened to Scott, but I will let you know that when we come into relationships, they can be very, very challenging sometimes when they end like this. When we have children involved in a relationship, it makes a huge difference in how we handle ourselves. And I have to tell you that I have personal experience in protecting my child, and I did it at all costs. I didn't care what happened. I said I was going to protect my child at all costs, and I'm not going to go into detail, but I will tell you, when it comes to relationships, we must protect our children. And it is very difficult in today's society. There's so much pedophilia going on that it's something that we do have to be very aware of. Scott is with us, and I just could not hear him, so...
Can you hear me now, Scott?
Hi.
Hi, calling from Florida. And yes, I would agree with your advice you just gave the last caller. I'm a marriage and family therapist, and I have recently found myself needing to recommend myself to observe supervised visits. So yes, I agree.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that would be the best I've ever heard, because that would be awesome if people like yourself could be the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have a question about what's going on with me. I did a reading for myself last week, and I got the Moon and the Strength card, and I feel like that was pretty much indicating where I feel like I'm at, where the message I got from the Moon card myself was kind of like, this is an initiation point, where it's like I'm moving into a new phase, and I have been looking at other places to work. I've even gotten a part-time job on the side with a different agency to sense how things can be. And I was curious if you see a move ahead of me. I'm in meditation. I'm kind of like all over the place. I'm not so much here anymore and where I'm living, but further north. And
where did you say you lived?
In Daytona.
Oh, okay, in Florida. Yeah, I do see something shifting for you because, one, I know you're going to do it. Secondly, I'm going to tell you something. If you got, if you're talking moon and strength, that lets me know. And let me pull some. I'm a tarot card reader, so let me just do something while I'm talking to you.
All right.
If you got the as a strength, when's your birthday?
November 20th, 1950.
Okay, so you're okay, good.
I'm a two.
Now, I feel that you, the one thing that I like about your energy is you do have, and especially if you pull those cards, you do have the strength to get through anything you want. You have the credentials and you have the spirituality. Now, what I am feeling for you is that you're going through a lot of emotion right now because I'm not doing a full reading on you, so I can't give
right.
details on that, but I can tell you if I was doing a birthday reading for you that I would know that you, if you're going through any kind of emotions right now, it gets you all over the place. You know, I would ask my spiritual guides, because you've got, oh my goodness, who is this? Isn't that interesting? I don't normally see Krishna very much, but I see Master Krishna behind you, Archangel Michael, I see Mother Mary, and I see your two spiritual guides. One's on one shoulder and one's on the other, and they're telling me that you are going through a spirituality shift right now, which makes you feel extremely emotional. But what they're telling me is if you will allow them, they're guiding you. I see you going down this path. What I'm sensing for you is if you can use your intuitiveness along with your gifts that you already have educationally wise, that you will be far more advantageous to help people, even if you have to use it as your psychological aspects of it, as opposed to maybe the spiritual. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
In other words, do tarot like to help people or something along those lines?
Well, you can help people without them even knowing you're doing that.
Yes.
In other words, you can get a clear understanding, far more perceptive. Then, you know, let's use this for an example. Let's just say that you were one of these supervisor people. You could find out a lot about that person that's coming in to supervise without them even knowing about it. And what's so powerful about that is that you won't be lied to. Scott,
yes.
Do you know, professionals can be lied to. You know that. But
yes.
I don't think you can. And I think that's a powerful advantage that you have. And I think that's where spirit's leading you right now. Now, it's, you know, you're not going to believe this, but guess what card I pulled for you? The strength card. The strength card. Now, I have my eyes closed, and I'm just shuffling here, feeling your energy, tuning into your spiritual guides. I pulled the strength card for you because it lets me know that you have the power and the strength within you to, and with your spiritual helpers to get through this. And yes, I think you're moving. And I think that you're, I feel you moving. The word I get is southwest of where you are right now. And, it's going to be a good move for you. I think you're just going to have to trust this a little bit right now because I feel there's some good things happening for you. And the reason why you're going through so much is because you're going through a huge shift right now. I also pulled the Fool card for you, which lets me know that you're going to have to play a little bit. It's new beginnings for you. I'd love to do a full-blown reading on you because it's very interesting. It's like you are living on faith of the universe right now. It's like you're having to be, kind of take the risk, but at the same time enjoy it a little bit more than you're doing right now. And I think that's going to help balance you out some, okay?
Okay.
I think that's going to be very good. It doesn't mean
I have
that
an interview. I have an interview coming up on Wednesday in St. Augustine, and for whatever reason, I get that. But then I also get pointed, as you're saying, they point southwest from St. Augustine toward Tampa. So it's like I don't know if I go up that way, and then I'm redirected in a way, as you're saying that. You know that came up in a dream that I had a week ago, where I was up in St. Augustine,
yeah.
And they were pointing me southwest toward the Tampa Bay, Sarasota area,
down
through I-4.
From where you are right now, this interview that you're doing Wednesday, is it south?
It's north.
North of you. Okay. And is there anything that you have that's south of you?
Well, I've had the inclination south of me, and in my meditation, the home that I live in meditation, is in the southwest part. It's like in the Tampa Bay area. So, you know, that's kind of like, for whatever reason, that's where the energy is. I don't understand it totally, but I don't know if there are any opportunities for me right there right now.
This is what I'm getting right now for you, is to go with that interview. If it feels right, and you know this, Scott, if it feels right, go with it. But that doesn't mean that you won't be doing work south, or it may be leading you down south. It may be the first step that you have to take, but follow your heart on that one. Because the whole time that I'm doing this, I get a yes. Everything's yes. It's just like, go with the flow right now. It's like that fool child. It's like, go with the flow. And if that job feels right for you, it may lead to something else. How far away is this job, the new job, the one Wednesday?
About an hour's drive north.
Okay. Would you have to
move? So I could stay where I am and then move later, or move for the job, either way. But then
I think you'll know more Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
I also have a part-time job with positions opening up, which are southwest, which are in Lakeland and in Leesburg. So, you know, it could be that I go one of those two places also, because if I go with this other agency, it's just, you don't get paid unless people show up. It's one of those deals. It's fee for service.
Okay. So my message for you is, go the stronger one for what I hear. And I'm even testing it out as I get southwest. So, I mean, I saw a road leading you southwest when I saw you taking a road southwest, and I get a very strong yes on that. So, you know, that's about the best that I can do for that. I mean, you'll know. But if you've got job opportunities down there, I think those are going to be stronger for you. Okay. Now, are those the ones you only get paid for if they show up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
I also believe that the universe, if you have a void, the universe is going to fill it. I'm a strong believer in that.
But just remember this, another thing I'm getting, and I told you this earlier, even if you went up north, which is not that far, it's not like you're moving to New Jersey or something, but even if you went up north and you really like it, Scott, don't let that detour you from taking that job, because it might lead to something that is this feeling that you're going south, okay? So I would not let that stop you from that job. If it's more lucrative and it's happier and makes your heart feel joyful, then I would take it anyway. And then with the, you know, you don't know, they may have an office that's a little south and you don't know about it yet, you see?
Yeah.
So the fool child lets me know that you kind of have to play a little bit, take some risk. Don't be foolish. But, you know, go with the flow a little bit. And I also picked up another card for you. That's the fortune card. So it lets me know that things are going to be okay for you. And you know why I know they're going to be okay? Because I believe that you can trust yourself. And I believe that, and also picked up the time space card for you, which lets me know that there's a lot of spirituality here. There's a lot of flow here. So I feel good for you. I think you're going to be fine. And I wouldn't worry about it. I'd just let it flow. I really would. Okay? I think you're going to be fine. But don't be shocked if you get that job Wednesday and something happens in the next couple of months and you end up going south. By the way, did you know we have an office or something's going to, there'll be some connection to south. You might be meeting somebody, but there's some connection down there. So just open your heart and let it flow. Okay?
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you so much for sharing that with Kim, too, okay?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, super.
Have a good evening.
And listen, thanks for calling in, Scott. I appreciate it.
Sure. I'll be calling you up later for another reading, I'm sure. You're good.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I was hoping Judy was going to call in tonight. I really wanted to. It's fascinating to me about androgynous beings, because we are all female and male. And the virgin birth, the birth of the Christ consciousness, can only come from the combination of the male and female forces within us. And that it's like the Immaculate Conception. And I feel in my heart that's what the Immaculate Conception is really about. I don't think it's about somebody really had a baby like that. I mean, for a man to be whole He must embrace all those parts of himself. And if the birth of the Christ can come within us, it only comes when our souls interact with God and the inner woman. And our consciousness has developed pretty much to the point of addressing the right woman. I mean, it's like man and woman have to, man has to, if you're in a male body, you have to embrace the feminine part of you so that you can help to understand. And I am happy to hear from Judy down in Florida. How are you this evening, Judy?
I'm wonderful, Vicki. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. We don't have a lot of time to talk now, but I do want to hear about the fact that Judy, just by the way, everyone, is a doctor of metaphysics, just like myself. And, you know, what that means is we've gone through a lot of training, but it also means we have the same experiences that everybody else on this planet has. And I understand, Judy, you had a wonderful soul mate relationship with your husband. Is that correct?
Yes, it was amazing. We were together 41 years. We were best friends. He passed on, unfortunately. And what I think is important to realize is it was still a great deal of work. Relationships don't just lay themselves out in front of us like a gift box. It's still work. It's still two people sharing one life, with different attitudes, different backgrounds, different opinions. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, most people think of soulmates as being the most ideal relationship, and that's not correct. Soulmates can be souls that we're loving souls, wonderful souls, but when we come back here, we contract for certain lessons. So our most treasured soulmate may be somebody that is a very tough relationship in our life because they are there to teach us things. And they're really not an enemy. They're a gift that will be updated.
Well, I've heard that, Judy, and I know that, you know, being married that long, you must have had some difficult times that maybe some other people might have just divorced. Is that a fair statement or not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially in today's world where women are so independent and self-supporting, we don't go into marriage any longer till death do us part.
Mm-hmm.
Minute things get tough, they run. Well, I went into the marriage. I gave it 6 months, but I really believed till death do us part, and that's exactly what happened. There were wonderful times. He was the most wonderful man. He treasured me, but it was still work.
Mm-hmm.
There were still so many things where we both had to compromise, allow the other to grow, be there to support, allow things we weren't crazy about. That is just a part of life.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because Judy has called in earlier, and I have a very strong connection with her husband that has crossed over. His name was Glenn, and he's smiling right now, I have to tell you. He is smiling right now, and he has said a message to you, Judy. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, absolutely.
He says that if you are keep going the way you're going right now, that you and he can start off the next incarnation with a different game that will make you much happier and will make him much happier. He says he is so proud of you for what you're accomplishing, your independence and your joy for living that is occurring in your life now. And he says because of this, you will have a different game to play next time with him, and it will be even better. And he has a big old grin on his face. I've never seen him smiling so much as I have seen him tonight. So I have to share with that because that I've always felt that with you because I've done readings with you before, you know, long readings. But he says, you know, the way you're going right now, you're gonna overcome this game that you've been playing with him forever.
Well, that's true because I've been with him in quite a few lives before this, And from what I have learned about those times, this will be the first. I mean, he always left early. And this
yeah, I know.
Right. This will be the first life where I did just go with him deliberately or go into isolation and virtually stop living. This is the first time I'm going on and trying to create a life. So it is a huge karmic change for me, a huge balance, a monstrous.
And I want to acknowledge something, too, for all of my listeners. One, I feel, and I'm basically giving Judy a mini reading here, but one of the reasons I feel that Judy has made this incarnation, you know, the probably the last one for this particular game between she and her spouse, is because she has been so willing. She has learned. She's been up at Delphi getting her doctorate. She has taken course after course after course, and she has allowed people like myself to be her friend, you know, people like April, who is just a powerful Rohan therapist. And I feel that because you have allowed others to come in and love you, and you love yourself and trust in your spiritual guidance that is so prevalent for all of us, Judy, I feel that that is what's shifted. I have to let you know, it can hopefully Judy can stay on here for a minute, but since we don't have a lot of time, April's online too. So if you don't mind, Judy, I'm going to let April on, okay?
Not at all. I'll stay on.
Yeah, I hope you can. I hope that works. April?
Hi, how are you, Vicki?
I am doing great. It is such a pleasure to have you call in this evening.
I know, this is great. The first time I've listened to you. This is wonderful. I haven't had an opportunity before this.
Yeah. And I have to ask you, April, you're in a new relationship, right?
I am, yep, about 4 months now.
And you have had to go through a lot of Rohan and other spiritual shifts in your universe, too, haven't you, to be able to bring in such a wonderful guy? Can you tell us
a
little bit?
yeah, absolutely. I mean, previous relationships I had been in, I would say, have been abusive in the past. And I was determined to work through whatever it is that I needed to work through to understand, you know, why I attract that in my life. And I've made through Rohan, that has helped me tremendously to work through and knowing myself and honoring myself and loving myself. And that has helped me tremendously. And for the first time in my life, I've attracted a man who is just a beautiful soul into my life and has been loving and honors me and respects me, and it's different than I've ever had in my life.
Well, you know what's so beautiful about that, April, is that you, and I know this personally, if you don't mind me sharing it, but you have gone through a couple of years of really intense work on yourself to be able to change the law of attraction. Is that pretty much what I'm hearing? So that you could bring in different that would be more fulfilling, you know, in other words, there sound like this person is more fulfilled in himself and you are more fulfilled within yourself. So therefore you were able to pull in somebody through the law of attraction that was far more advanced for having a better relationship. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And tell me just real briefly a little bit about this Rohan, because, you know, you and I both are about to get our doctorate in this. So what would you say was the most advantageous part of Rohan that helped you to be able to find a new relationship?
Well, it's I would say, you know, as you know, it deals with a lot of what is in the subconscious mind.
Yes.
And it's things that we cannot access on a conscious level.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, working in the energies within our chakras, identifying faulty thoughts that we have, I'm not good enough, you know, I'm not deserving, I'm unworthy, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, whatever it might be. Those faulty thoughts that we carry And then those reactive cells that each one of us has within us, which is like the mean self, the angry self, the, you know, whatever reactive self, the frustrated self. And, you yeah. know, at times we do things in our lives and we go, why did I react like that? You know, I didn't want to react like that, but that just came out of me. And it's not that it's we're acting on old memories and old patterns, which is all in the subconscious. And that's why we don't understand why we act like that, but we do. And it's going within, deep within, and transmuting those energies up into the light with love that moves that energy out.
Oh, that sounds very powerful. I've gone through that myself. Now, it's interesting for everyone listening. April has found someone. I've gone through, you know, pretty much the same training that April has, and I haven't found anyone. But I don't look at it from, oh, my goodness, I haven't found anyone. It's just not the right timing. So I want to remind everybody that, you know, it's we can go through our spiritual journey, correct, April? And it doesn't mean mm-hmm. that we're going to find someone, because sometimes we have to find something within ourselves first. Because
absolutely.
I don't want just a relationship. And I think that's how you were. I mean, I could live comfortably by myself for the rest of my life. But I would love to have somebody only because it's nice, but not because I need it. And I think that's
right.
kind of what you're saying too, is that, you would have been fine without anyone, but it just so happened that it was the right timing for you, is what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
It was just
yep,
the right timing.
Right.
So are you. Yeah. Well, you know, I just, if there's anything else, we just have a few more minutes, but is there anything else you want to share with the listeners about anything special that you just want to say about relationships, since you're about to be a doctor yourself?
I know, and it's come a long way. I was the type of person when I first started going to the school that I didn't say hardly anything. I don't know if, Judy, you're still on the line and you can chime in or not, but, you know, it was like pulling teeth to get me to say anything.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I'm much more expressive and open and grounded and feeling good within myself.
Yeah, that's, well, and I can share that too, because I've known you for at least a year or so. So, mm-hmm. I guess the message here is just to get as much spiritual training as you can and to really get as much guidance, because we all need guidance. It doesn't matter who we are, even if we're trained or not, we still all need guidance, and our spiritual guides are always here for us. So I just want to thank everyone. We just have just a few more minutes, but I just want to thank you, April, for calling in and your expertise and your wonderful experience with a relationship. And you have, you know what I want to acknowledge about April is that she has given it the time and the space, and she's allowed herself just to heal. And when it came to her, the relationship, I can speak for her partner as well, it was just the right timing. I don't think she could have forced it. I think that she just had she had healed enough, and the law of attraction was there, and she was ready, and it was just meant to be. And I just want to share that, and I want to thank Judy so much for sharing what she had to say about her relationship and the karmic balancing that she is going through this lifetime with the man that she has lived with for many lifetimes, the same different name, but the same circumstance. And she's finally gotten it. I mean, she's getting it together this life, and her deceased spouse is so cheering her on. And I just want to thank each and every one of you that has called in this evening, Kim and Scott. And I just want to say that regardless of what's going on in your life, be in gratitude, because in gratitude we do bring in far more than when we suffer and are in a lot of pain. And I know when a child has been abused and you're having to see what's going on, and a lot of times when a child can't be a good witness, you know, it's a tough situation. But I want to remind people that, especially Kim, that if she really sees the fact that her child is protected, and constantly feel that, not just say it, but feel it in your heart, and thank the universe for keeping your child safe. And everyone out there, keep, you know, always be in gratitude, even if you don't necessarily have it, feel it as if you do have it. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening in to Ask Spirit Now this evening. And I hope you will come back next Friday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. I have Steve Smith from Delphi University in McKaysville, Georgia. And he is going to be doing readings, and we're going to just have a wonderful time. So tune in next Friday night, and remember to ask Spirit Now and come visit me at AskSpiritNow.com. Good evening.